has been our objective at Saddleback since we began. With every new generation, the rules change a little. If we always do what we've always done, we'll always be where we've always been. The past is behind us. We can only live in today and prepare for tomorrow. How do you measure success in ministry? One well-known definition of successful evangelism reads like this: sharing the gospel in the power of the Holy Spirit and leaving the results to God. I'd like to adapt that statement and offer a definition of successful ministry. Successful ministry is building the church on the purposes of God, in the power of the Holy Spirit, and expecting the results from God. I don't know how the final chapters of Saddleback's story will be written, but I am confident of this, that he who began a good work in us will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ. God finishes whatever he starts. He is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He will continue to fulfill his purposes at Saddleback and in every other purpose-driven church. Jesus said, "According to your faith, it will be done unto you." I call this the faith factor. There are many factors that influence your ministry over which you have no control: your background, your nationality, your age, your giftedness. These were determined by the sovereignty of God. But there is one important factor that you do have control over: how much you choose to believe God. As I have studied growing churches over the years, I have discovered one great common denominator in every growing church, regardless of denomination or location. And it is this: leadership that is not afraid to believe God. Growing churches are led by leaders who expect their congregation to grow. They're people of faith who believe the promises of God, even in discouraging times. This is the secret behind everything that has happened at Saddleback Church. We have believed God for big miracles, and we've expected him to use us by grace through faith.